Was there a certain protocol to kissing the bride? I wasn't sure. Maybe that was something I should have checked on before standing up in front of everyone, clutching her face and planting a solid lip lock on her. With tongue. Based on Casey's zealous reaction, and that of her female relatives, whom I'd caught fanning themselves after the steamy kiss, I'd scored solid tens across the board. However, I hadn't taken into consideration the rest of the judging panel, namely her father and brothers, who seemed not nearly as impressed as the females. If I had to guess, my combined scores would have come in somewhere in the average range. All in all, though, a solid showing, given the way I'd been feeling after seeing Casey walking down the aisle at the beginning of the ceremony. If anything, the kiss was a reflection of her splendor. I'm not trying to be overdramatic here, but it really was like an out-of-body experience, as if I were looking down on the proceedings wondering who the hell the lucky bastard was who got her. The fact that the bastard was me became clearer and clearer the closer she got. If human eyes could bulge like those of cartoon characters, mine would have been a few inches outside their sockets. Casey was beyond all expectation. My tailor-made princess. Her purity and grace were magnified by the beautiful face under the veil. Her expression was serene, like a woman who was sure of her choice and soulmate. It struck me then that Casey was so much more than I deserved. Had she not met me, her life would have been a whole hell of a lot easier. But I'd fought hard for my bride, and selfish or not, I wasn't going anywhere until I made her mine. And making it official was just what I'd done. Casey and I stood facing the guests, soaking in the applause and well wishes. I couldn't remember a moment I'd felt as happy as now. We were husband and wife. Life, from here on out, would be lived together. I'd promised her to try harder, and I would. Giving her everything she wanted was my priority, even if it meant facing the ghosts of my past. I glanced at my bride only to find her peering up at me with a glint in her eye and a conspiratorial grin on her face. Maybe she was remembering the searing kiss. I know I was still fevered from it. But when the music started, I realized that smile of hers had nothing to do with the kiss at all. Casey had something more sinister up her sleeve. She was taunting me with weddings past. "Don't look at me like that, babe," she said, laughing. "You know exactly what's happening here." My eyes left her in order to stare down the wedding party. Surely they weren't a part of this shakedown. But one look at all those expectant faces, and I knew Casey had turned them against me. I made eye contact with Keith, but he shrugged. My brothers, even? Damn it, defectors, all of them. "We are not doing the wedding dance," I protested. I'd managed to dodge it once before at Mitch and Kate's wedding, but like a case of aggressive crabs, it was back to haunt me. I really had no choice. Either I looked like a douche for not finding Casey's joke whimsically fun, or I looked like a total idiot for pretending to be a happy participant in one of the stupidest ideas any bride or groom had ever come up with to entertain their guests. Casey nudged me forward, her eyes pleading for my cooperation. Well, shit. This was happening. I was doing the dance. Mentally preparing myself for the humiliation, I looked to Casey for guidance. Just as the music suddenly stopped, and the entire church erupted in laughter. I looked around, not sure what was happening, but certain I was the butt of the hysterical joke. Casey grabbed my shoulders. "I'm just kidding," she said, laughing. "I'd never do that to you." "So we're not. No dancing, Jake. Just your standard wedding fare." What the hell? Twice. She'd gotten me twice with the same damn joke. How could I not have known? I bent over and grabbed my knees, exhaling audibly. When the shock passed, I looked up at my new bride and said, "You suck." "I love you too. Now walk me down the aisle."